It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like iTunes, Spotify, or Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine. You can find out more about the show simply by going to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can actually join the conversation there as well. We begin this morning with Melanie Murray. Melanie is with Panera Bread. We're also joined by Lisa Hill. Lisa is the mother of hometown hero Lauren Hill. It's our pleasure to welcome Melanie and Lisa to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
We're awesome. Thank you.
Good. Now, Melanie, let's start with you. Now, you have some new things going on always at Panera. What's new for you guys?
Probably the newest news of the last 6 months are all the stores that we've opened in the area. We opened, well, really about the last year. Last February, we opened a new Marymount location. And then last summer, we were just gangbusters in Northern Kentucky. So we pretty much doubled our footprint in Northern Kentucky. So now we're up to 6 stores down there, and the Bluegrass State is loving Panera. So,
all right. And speaking of loving Panera, I'm loving those grain bowls. When you guys
They're
were on
so
last, I told you about those grain bowls. When you first came out with them, and I'm not kidding you, I had one. I was like, that was really good. And then the next day, I went back and got it. It was so good, I had to go back and get another one the day after. Really good.
I agree with you. I was thinking, actually, I got in my car this morning, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a Baja grain bowl today because it just sounds good. It's just so filling, and it's good for you, and yeah. Delicious.
Now, Melanie, you're here this morning to talk about Panera's partnership with our hometown hero, Lauren Hill. And we have Lauren's mother right here in the studio. Lisa Hill is with us. Now, Lisa, let's start with this. Now, we know Lauren loved basketball. What is it that sparked her love for basketball?
She started playing basketball in late grade school. I'd say 5th or 6th grade. And it was just a sport. All the kids seemed to move season to season. But her sophomore year in particularly with her coach, super, super amazing man who taught her a lot of skills and boosted up her ego and her playing and really worked with her to develop her skill set in basketball. And for as much as she loves soccer, basketball then became the priority, and she really souped up her passion for that sport, and that's what she was looking forward to continuing to grow. And I know her senior year, she was all stoked to be the senior player and have all the younger girls look up to her and be a mentor and help develop all the underclassmen skills. So, yeah, basketball was her love.
All right. So for those that may not know Lauren's story, briefly tell us about Lauren and her diagnosis.
Sure. Lauren was diagnosed in November of 2013, which was her senior year. And we noticed a lot of imbalance, and she thought she had ear infections. And just while they were doing warm-ups and starting to condition for basketball, she couldn't keep up with the girls like she used to be able to. And then she kept thinking she had like a concussion or an ear infection. She did have a run-in with one of her players during practice, so she had a black eye. So we didn't know if maybe she had like a hematoma behind her eye or something that was causing some imbalance. And when we went to the hospital to do scans and have everything checked out, we were definitely not expecting a diagnosis of DIPG and that it was actually a brain tumor instead of something minor.
And so how quickly did you get the diagnosis?
We were there in the hospital in the ER. We were at urgent care, and then they couldn't do what we needed done. So they sent us to the main hospital, and we were there through the night. They ended up, doing a CT scan, I think first, and then, they said it because it was so late in the middle of the night that they were waiting for the neuro team to come in the morning to look at it, and they wanted to do probably another scan once they got there. So they put us in a room at the hospital for overnight. And then the next morning we saw ophthalmology just to check to make sure there wasn't anything behind the eye, and ran a couple tests, and we did the other scan in the morning. And I guess it was around supper time when the doctors came in the next day to tell us that she had a brain tumor.
Okay. So, you know, from what we know about Lauren and the news and things like that, she has such a great attitude,
yeah.
such a positive attitude. Where did that come from? Did it come from family? And what was that like for you guys to have such a positive attitude out of something that was so, I'm sure, devastating for you guys at the same time?
It was a struggle. I mean, she had her good days and bad days, but she, being an adult, and she had to sign her own paperwork, medical waivers, and things like that. So the doctors were very frank with conversations with Lauren, and she knew that DIPG and even pediatric cancers were underfunded. And I know her doctor had talked about, like, you know, we need a voice, we need a face. Somebody has to make sure that people know this is going on. And Lauren took that really serious, and we had a side conversations. Children's Hospital Mottos Change the Outcome. So we had talked about what that really means. And then we had, you know, like a faith God conversation about trying to be strong. And, you know, God picks strongest people for some of the most challenging things, and that we needed to be open for whatever doors, you know, came to us. Mm-hmm. And we would look at those and go through them if we agreed that was the right pathway. And everything just kind of fell into place. The story aired, and the Tri-State fell in love with the story, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. And she became such a big inspiration, you know, not just for cancer, but for everybody, no matter what your circumstances is, to keep pushing forward and to never give up on your dreams and your goals, no matter what life throws at you, even if it's a brain tumor. And I think, you know, that was infectious for everybody.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear in the studio with Lisa Hill. She is the mother of hometown hero Lauren Hill. We're also speaking to Melanie Murray, our good friend at Panera Bread. She's going to talk about a partnership here in a minute. But I want to ask you, you touched on this, and I think this is really important, is that, you know, you guys, she was a face. And then the story hit the news. It hit. Mm-hmm. It was on Good Morning yeah. America and things like that. What was that like for you guys, for your family, to be out front like that, to be open, to be so open, and to share your story on such a large stage?
I think it was the right thing to do, because it has springboarded research into a positive direction, and we do know so much more now than we did when Lauren was diagnosed. It did have its challenges, you know, living in the public eye, and, you know, her story was out there. We would go out to dinner and people would want to come up and say hi. I mean, it was kind of a whole celebrity thing. And I remember sitting there thinking, there is no way I'd want to be a movie star, because this is mm-hmm. just ridiculous, because you're trying to have a private family moment, you know. So it did have its challenges, but ultimately, you know, the goal was to advocate for research funds and just spread awareness about DIPG. And I think, you know, in present day, she did exactly that. I mean, any new kiddo here in the tri-state that's diagnosed with DIPG, most of the time they'll say that it's the same cancer Lauren Hill had. And then everybody's like, oh, like it's a reminder, because, you know, she had such a presence for that illness.
Okay. So we talk about popularity. You're sitting here with a Lauren Hill bobblehead right now.
Yeah, I brought one into the studio.
Yeah. So, Lisa, what has life been like for you and your family after Lauren?
I always kid that, like, when I see Lauren again, we're going to have a conversation, because she opened a huge can of worms and then just ditched out on us. I mean, I don't think that's fair in a lot of ways. Like, look at all the stuff that has gone on and that we have to do. But ultimately, like, I think, you know, Lauren wanted to be a voice for all the little kids who were diagnosed. Usually it affects kids on average 5 to 9 years of age. And, you know, she wanted to be a voice for them. And, you know, now that she's gone, our family, I know Brent and I, you know, like, we take it serious that, you know, now we're Lauren's voice. Her voice was silenced by a horrible, horrible brain tumor. And, you know, it's our job. And, you know, hopefully Cincinnati, which they do, they still rally around Lauren to make sure that we're now her voice and that we're trying to make a difference for the kids moving forward. And hopefully one day other families don't have to go through what we go through. And it's not easy. The grieving process isn't easy. It's been, you know, 5 years, and it still affects me every day.
Okay. What about siblings? Because it's harder on them as well.
Siblings, I think life has gotten a lot easier for them since they're not at the high school. I think it was a lot heavier being Lauren Hill's little sister at Lawrenceburg High School. But they're both in college now, and I think, you know, they found some anonymity. They don't have to say, you know, who they're eldest sibling is. They can choose not to talk about her. And then if they happen to have a close relationship and they want to describe, you know, like,
you want to open up about it.
And they want to open up about it. I mean, it depends on how you feel. It's a weird question, even when somebody asks you, you know, how many kids do you have? And, you know, like, that's a really hard question for a parent who's lost a child, because you're like, okay, what kind of mood am I in? And do I want to talk about this? Do I want to go into further explanation? Or do I just want to say, yeah, I just have two kids, I don't have three? But it becomes a conflict. And I think a lot of it does depend on their mood. But as far as the kids go, being at the college and having some anonymity and some independence and being under that heavy weight that we have in Lawrenceburg, since it's our hometown, has been a really good change for them. But they have their good days and bad days, especially, you know, during her birthday or the day she passed. Mm-hmm. Usually Aaron and I try to do, last year we did a spa day. So it was like a mom and me, and we just kind of like take the day off school or work and go do our thing and kind of pal up together. So it's been okay.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're talking to Lisa Hill, mother of Lauren Hill. Also speaking to our good friend Melanie Murray from Panera Bread. For more information on the show, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there. Now, Melanie, tell us about this. You guys have this exciting partnership. You guys, Panera and the Hill family. Tell me what's going on here. Tell me about this.
So I think before we even talk about the cool promo is really the awesome backstory of why mac and cheese. And that is really better told from mom's perspective. So I'll let her tell that story first.
So Lisa, why mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese. Holy moly. Mac and cheese, when we were going to clinic visits up at Children's Hospital, of course we live in Lawrenceburg, so there's not as many restaurants, but, afterwards there were only like two places she ever wanted to go. And, Panera was one of them for mac and cheese. She was a mac and cheese fiend. And she loved going there. So we were there so much, going back and forth. But the interesting thing, I guess, like the interesting part of the story is when we went to the hospital towards the end of her journey, and things were getting harder for her to swallow. She was getting sick of hospital food, and my mother-in-law went in quest of getting mac and cheese from Panera because, you know, it was Lauren's favorite. It was like something softer. And one of the stores, our Coleraine store general manager, worked with her to make sure that Lauren could have mac and cheese at the hospital. So they were able to bring it in, and we had it in the refrigerator, and I could warm it up for her.
Nice.
And it was smooth and creamy, easy to swallow. And, you know, it's something she loved. It was comforting, and, you know, that made her happy. So We did a lot of mac and cheese while we were at Children's Hospital.
So that's where you guys came up with the mac a difference, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about this and what that means. And it starts tomorrow.
So, yeah, the 17th through the 23rd. And we've been doing this campaign for the last 2 years now. And when we were brainstorming on when to actually do it, this is a backstory of the epitome of comfort food. And so we wanted to do it kind of during Comfort Food Month, which... Mm. Who doesn't like warm mac and cheese in the
especially
month of February?
Especially in the winter. It's
all cold. Yeah, yeah. But then we were like, we've got to encapsulate the number 22 in there because she was number 22. So that's why we do it the week that we do it. So it's after Valentine's Day, but still gets that number 22 in there. And so it'll be Monday through Sunday at all 28 local Panera Breads here in the Tri-State area for every mac and cheese that anyone buys, whether it's a kid's meal, you pick two, a mac and a bread bowl, bacon mac, you know, however you like your mac, at Panera Bread will donate $1 back to every one of those servings of mac and cheese to The Cure Starts Now in Lauren's honor. And then there's also another aspect of it. If you're a business or if you're, you know, administrative assistant for a business placing catering orders or placing larger scale orders, or even if you've got a party this upcoming Saturday or Sunday, and you want a quart of our mac and cheese, we call it the group mac. Mm-hmm. For every group mac that we sell, we'll donate $4 to all the right. Cure Starts Now in Lauren's honor.
Okay, and so just so people know, you can get the macaroni and cheese at Panera in different varieties, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell me about that. So it doesn't have to be it's not your same because it's the Vermont, it's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, but you can do different things with it.
Exactly. Right. So you can do it. One of the real popular ones, especially this time of year, is getting the mac in a bread bowl. So, and some people don't think about that until I say it, because they usually get soup in a bread bowl, but you get the mac in a bread bowl, and that's really super delicious. But another thing that's really good too is a big old bowl of just our bacon mac.
Mac
and cheese with bacon on the top of it. I mean, who doesn't love that? And that's actually even quite good for breakfast. So you can swing in and get a nice hearty bowl of mac for breakfast. So,
can you add an egg on top?
Yeah, that's even better. So yeah, we have that. A lot of the kids, I mean, my boys love our mac. You can get mac and cheese.
Yeah, Aaron's a mac lover too.
Kids meal mac. And then pair it with a U-Pick, too. So there's, all kinds of combinations. So there is no excuse to not get mac and cheese this upcoming week at Panera.
All right. Thank you. So let's talk about this now. The Cure Starts Now.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you guys, the relationship, that has a backstory as well. And I know it's near and dear to your family and to Lauren as well.
Right.
Alisa, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, we paired up with The Cure Starts Now actually prior to Lauren's basketball story going public. She was ambassador of the Hyde Park Blast, which is a race they do the last weekend of June over in Hyde Park. And she spoke at that event and did a couple news clippings and right before her big story in October. So she was a little bit on the news that June prior. And we had paired up with them and met the foundation through another young adult that Lauren was friends with. And then when Lauren's story went viral in the fall of that year, before her big game, I reached out to them and said, I think we're going to need help because there's been a million hits on her story and it's only been 12 hours. So I felt like inside that this was going to be something bigger than I could handle. So I paired up with The Cure Starts Now, and I worked for them, and I'm still work with them all the time. And Lauren, raised like $1.4 million before she passed. And then by the end of that year, she passed in April, but by the end of December, she had raised $2.2 million in her honor. And then to date, we're over $2.5 million in her honor at The Cure Starts Now. So all of these proceeds go to her memorial fund, which is truly an honor. I know she would be so thankful for everybody that still supports the cause. But it was kind of interesting because when we first paired up with Panera, we were going to do the bread box campaign, which is kind of the coin boxes that sit in front of the registers. And when we were chit-chatting about that for the first time, and I was like, you don't know how much time I spent at Panera. I'm like, there's a, and then she learned, yeah, Melanie,
no,
and they learned the whole backstory about like trying to get Panera, you know, mac and cheese at the hospital. And, you know, we'd gone to another store prior and they denied us. And then we finally got to Coleraine. I was telling her the backstory. And I'm like, this mac and cheese, like, is addictive. And this was one of Lauren's favorites. And it was kind of just a unique pairing. And yeah, over the last couple years, we've just worked. It's been a great partnership, you know, for us as a family, for The Cure Starts Now. And for Panera, just to go out.
It's just been
and,
gangbusters. Last year, the campaign was gangbusters. We've done the community bread box, the coin box campaign is, like she said, it's going on now. So the month of February, and it went on the month of January. So this is actually the third year that we've done the Operation Donation community bread box in honor of Lauren at our stores. But when we first met, like she said, we were meeting initially just to talk about that particular side of a partnership. And she tells me this backstory, and I just told her then, I said, you give me a little bit of time, but we're going to do something with this. In the stores, citywide, I want to make it a big deal. And the community really responded last year. It was pretty awesome. And our employees, you know, they generally just go with the punches. And sometimes promotions can be heavier for them. This one, they started asking about it at the end of December. Are we doing it again? So we are on the right path, even with the employees. Just take pride in it. You know, they want to honor her, and they take pride in the fact that, you know, we work for a brand that this girl just loved, and we were a part of her life when she was still here.
And we thank Covelli, too, for letting us do it and allowing Panera to do that here in our local area.
Okay, now you talked about the numbers. Lisa, you talked about the 1.2 million and the 2.1 million.
Wow, lots of millions.
Lots of millions that she's been able to raise. What does that then feel like for your family? That has to be comforting to know.
I will say, like, overall, I'm kind of humble. So sometimes I don't think about it because, I don't know, it's a number. But then when you do sit and think about it, or when I'm at a symposium where all the researchers are getting together, to know that Lauren was a springboard to dump so much money into research to enable them to get to where they are today. I mean, there was so much money that was dumped in over that 2 year period, more so than normal. And it was just, it's exciting. And I remember sitting there thinking, when I was at the symposium in Australia this past summer, thinking Lauren would be so proud. All of the foundations, you know, not just The Cure Starts Now, but other foundations from across the country. The Cure Starts Now has 45 chapters in the United States, one in Australia and one in Canada. But all of these families that have banded together to become one loud voice, and, you know, we're shaking things up, and the researchers are making so much progress, and she would be so proud. I almost wanted to stand up and let all the researchers know that. And then, of course, like, believe it or not, I got a little timid, so I didn't. Being out in the forefront is not my safe place. I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of worker. So most of the stuff that I do when it comes to PR is out of the box, for me. So Lauren has definitely pushed me out of the box in a lot of ways that I would not normal.
Okay.
That would not be my normal.
All right. And finally this morning, speaking about being outside of your box, what advice would you give to other parents? You know, they may have a child diagnosed with a similar illness or just a chronic illness. What advice would you give to parents?
I think probably the things that I took away from my journey is, one, survival is just 1 minute at a time, and you just have to learn to live in the moment and try not to let your head get too far ahead, because your head goes to dark places. Mm-hmm. And if you allow your mind to go to the end all the time or what could happen, you lose focus on the now. And it's super hard to train yourself to do that. But that was a huge thing for me. And I think my social worker said another parent had told her, you know, obviously when you get a terminal diagnosis and they're telling you that, you know, average lifespan for DIPG and for my journey in particular is 9 months. And you're like, holy moly, 9 months, that's not even a whole year. And at best 2 years. So you're thinking, okay, I have 9 months to 2 years or maybe less. You never know. But my social worker said another mom had talked to her. And after a diagnosis like that, you know, your grieving starts as soon as you get that diagnosis because you know you are most likely going to lose your child. But we had had a conversation that she said, this other parent said, I'm not grieving today. I'm putting my grieving aside and it can wait until it's appropriate time. You know, your child's here now, you know, celebrate every single moment you have with them. Make memories, take pictures, video. I would have to tell you, like for me, I'm so thankful there is so much footage of Lauren, you know, from being on the news and whatnot. Like I can just, she's one mouse click away for me and I can like hear her voice or even being at the Xavier game on Friday, there was a video of her and, you know, in the video, she talks about like how she just doesn't want that game to be the only thing she's remembered for and that she wants people to continue to give and to make a difference and to let everybody know that in that process, you are making the difference and you are helping if it's a dollar or whatever you're donating, every single penny counts. And for me, like to go back and see those video footage reminds me that, yeah, I still, even though I may want to be in bed today and I don't want to get out because it's been a tough weekend, like I still have a job to do for her and for all these families that are fighting. And, you know, there is another local family that, you know, has been in contact with me oddly this weekend. But, yeah, I definitely give them that advice. I remember typing 1 minute at a time, friend, 1 minute at a time.
All right, there you go. All right, let's go over the information again, sure. Melanie. It is the MAC A Difference.
MAC A Difference.
It starts tomorrow, and for every
any type of MAC, every individual MAC, we donate a dollar back, and for every group MAC, we donate $4 back, all to the church starts now, and then we also have the coin boxes next to the registers at every Panera. So that's the money can be dropped into that as well. All of the funds for January and February are all going back to the Cure Starts Now in her name.
Yeah. And if you can't make it in, go to layupforlauren.org. You can make a donation there. Hey, how many servings is in the large Mac?
The group Mac is 4.
So if you wanted to stock up or if you want just to do like a family night mac and cheese, that's
Look
a good idea.
There you go.
Well, she knows just the drill, man. Yeah. I'm going to just hire her.
I was just curious, you know, like how many servings is that? So, you know, maybe it's in my best interest just to do the large mac
it's better to get
for dinner.
A large, yeah.
And, you know, maybe make something else, get mac and cheese or something.
Every night this week.
And like you said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
A little bacon mac.
Yeah, you talked about how you can add eggs and everything, so you can make it a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Don't we even have a healthy mac? The Baja Mac, is that like...
You know, we don't have the Baja Mac right now, but it was my favorite. It was not a national favorite, and it ended up coming off the menu, but man, it had avocado.
I know.
And pico de gallo. Oh my gosh.
It made it slightly healthy.
I told myself that.
Yes.
It was diet mac and cheese.
It was Panera diet mac and cheese. That is not a quote from me.
All right, ladies, the website again for Panera and Lawrence Foundation.
Cavelli.com is our local franchise. Yeah. So you can go there. And we actually have a feature story on the front for the month of February about Lauren. And Lisa's woven into that story a lot, but it talks about the promo too. So you can go there to learn more information. Of course, any store.
Sure.
And then, of course, the Cure Starts Now's website too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Lisa. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us on.
Thanks
for all you're doing. And God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Melanie.
Thanks for always having us on.
No problem. I'll see you again very soon, right?
Sounds good. Thank you.